Heinrich Grünblatt.
Schuss. Common Shaila that comes up, which is Legabe couple, right? As you saw in the notice, you might notice the topic is about a couple. And the question is, what many people ask often, do I have to wear a couple for sport, football, swimming, etc.? Do I need to wear a couple when I go to sleep and when I'm up? These are very, very common questions. And I just want to outline the main rules and regulations when it comes to couple. And it's split into three departments. Number one is Dina de Gemara. That means this, we're going to see a Mitzvah Shem. There's a Gemara talks about wearing a couple. That's what we have to know, number one. Number two, there's a Sugya of Midas Chasidus. Yeah? Which is a Chumrah, right? Dina de Gemara you don't have to, but there's a Chumrah, Midas Chasidus, that you might want to keep. That's number two. So, Council Yerushalayim, oh yeah? Oh, interesting, I didn't know that. Oh yeah? Interesting. Oh yeah, we're coming.
Yeah, some years ago,
Okay, so we get to that. I don't know if we'll get to the Belzer Sforum, but we will get to the Mitzvah Shem, the more traditional. Let's see, Mitzvah Shem, one by one. So the second one is the Chumrah, and the third one is a Sugi we have to know, which is Chukas Hagoy. What's involved, also the person talking about over here, what's the talk about? There's three things. Dina de Gemara, Chumrah, Midas Chasidus, and Chukas Hagoy. So we're going to go through each one and see the rules, Be'ez Hashem, what we need to know. Number one, Dina de Gemara. Right? The Gemara tells us that Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua le'maski Dalad Amos b'Gilui Rosh. You wouldn't go Dalad Amos without a couple. Right? And that's the emphasis of Shulchan Aruch and Furish, Sermon Base, Shulchan Aruch, that one should not go Dalad Amos without a couple. Right? That's halacha number one, that's quite clear. Number two, we find in other places later on in Siman Sadi Aleph, is we find there's a halacha not to say Shem Hashem without a head covering, right? So what's very negel, Mishnah Berurah says, is when you're putting on tefillin, you might be putting on your shorosh and your head is not fully covered because you removed your kapel. Make sure to put it back on before saying Shem Hashem, before saying the bracha, because you have to have your kapel on saying Shem Hashem. That's number two. Number three is Limud HaTorah. Right? That means even if you're not saying Shem Hashem, but if I'm just saying Divrei Torah, I have a chiyuv to cover my head. Right? That's number three. Again, that one point I have to mention over here is when we talk about Divrei Torah, we're not talking about thinking and learning. We're talking about saying. Saying words of Torah with a mouth, one has to have his head covered. Yes. I'm saying that without a couple. Right?
Listen to
shit without a couple is okay. Yeah? Number four, the fourth thing is Shemekot, I think you're going to say Shemekot ain't over here. I don't know. Yeah? 1 second. And the fourth one is entering a shul. Again, you can be entering a shul even though you're not walking Dalai Lama, you're just stepping one step in, you're not saying a bracha, and you're not learning, but you're entering a shul, we put on a couple. Right? So that's four things we see. Number one is walking Dalai Lama. Number two, saying Shem Hashem. Number three is learning Torah. And number four is entering a shul. Those four are Shulchan Aruch. Right? We have to know more or less. Now, in any of these four cases, generally speaking, it's not going to help to cover with a hand. Can I put my hand on my head? My cover falls off. Can I put my hand on my head and cover? So this Shulchan Aruch, this state clear in the poskim, that for these halachas, it's not going to help to cover with a hand because it's chad guf, you know, it's all one guf. You're not covering yourself, it's all one. And therefore, we have to either use a head covering or someone else's hand. It's also okay, because it's a separate guf. But to use our own guf for any of these four things is not good enough. We can't use our... Sorry? Oh, so what we should do, Shavuot, you should bring your sleeve over and then you cover it. But to cover it with your hand or your arm, that's not good enough for these four. There's one exception. And that exception is walking Dalet Amos inside the house. Walking Dalet Amos inside the house, says the Prima God, then you can use your hand. Right? Walking Dalet Amos inside a house with a cover over us, right? That means although, of course, we're inside a house, we need to cover our head. But, says the Prima God, you can use your hand in this case. It's the only case. Dalet Amos with inside a house. Okay, so we're not going to, we haven't got time to go into why and what's Tziruf and Ma'a, but the Maisa, that's Halacha Maisa. Yeah, you can. We're going to see when it, the practical ramification of Mitzvah Shem. Okay, that's number one, that's the Dina de Gemara. Yep, that's when we'll get back at the end and summarize. That's Dina de Gemara. Number two is Midas Chasidus. Right? We find that even, well, let me ask you a question. If you're at home, you're sitting down, you want to relax in an armchair, read a book, whatever it is, do I have to cover my head? So let's work it through. I'm not going Dalet Amos, I'm not learning Torah. I'm not saying Shem Hashem, and I'm not in a shul. So l'chayra, if we'd stop here, you're fine. You don't need a kapo. The problem is, we have another stage. And stage two is this Midas Chasidus. Sorry? Oh, one second. One thing at a time. Midas Chasidus, state in the poskim is a musik. Even if someone's sitting on his chair, in his house, doing nothing, then there's a Midas Chasidus to have his head covered. Or, another case, is when he goes to sleep. Goes to sleep, that's what through the system. He's not walking, he's not learning. He's thinking and learning, of course, but he's not talking and learning. So he hasn't got these problems, he's not in the shul. So unless he's falling asleep in the shir, he might be in the shul. Generally, see, you go to sleep, you haven't got this problem, so the chayr should be okay. But again, we have a Midas Chasidus, says the Shlom, Mishabura brings it, Mishabura, that one should wear, and didn't the Chasidus wear a couple. Just want to explain, what does this Midas Chasidus mean, where are we coming from? There's a very interesting story in the Gemara in Shabbos, that Kufnu Volam Abbas. Rav Nachman Yitzchok was born, little baby. And the Chayzei Kechavim, the stargazers, they told this mother, you should know this child's going to grow up, he's going to be a gump. Imagine a mother hears such a thing. She's in panic, what are you going to do? Yeah, he's going to be a gump. She says to the Gemara, you know what she did? She went up to this child, and she told Nachman Yitzchak, said, Nachman, make sure always to have your head covered. You're going to have your Shemayim if your head's covered. Make sure it's always covered, number one. And number two, Boy Rachmi, always am to Hashem, he should protect you, he shouldn't fall into the Yitzhara. He didn't tell her why. She didn't tell him why. She told him these two things. Make sure your head's covered. Make sure you're always davening that Hashem should protect your Yitzhar. Fine. This child's starting to grow up. And he's sitting and learning, says the Gemara, under a palm tree. And everything's going well until his head covering slipped off. And at that point, he looked up and he saw these dates hanging down from the palm tree. And he jumped up and he bit them off. He didn't even pull it off. He bit it off with his teeth. He bit off these trees. And Rashi says it wasn't his tree. It was Geneva. Sorry? Overmade. What happened to him? He was doing so well till today. He was doing so well. And the answer is, says the Gemara, do you know why? Because as long as he had his head covered, he had that skula, because covering head brings Yerushalayim to a person. And therefore, even though he was born in the muzzle, he was going to be a ganef, but as long as his head was covered, that he had that Yerushalayim, that stopped him from doing it, and the second that head covering fell off, was a problem. Sorry?
It should be your favorite
place. Oh, one second. Come the poskim, and after this Gemara, and it's not the only Gemara, the other Gemaras, we haven't got time off everything, but the Gemara says, before in the Gemara, there's a musik of head covering bringing Yerushalayim. And therefore, say the poskim, even if you're going to tell me that you don't have any of these four cases, however, we always have this Yerushalayim. And because of that, there's a midas chasidus for a person to make sure that their head is covered in all situations. And therefore, one should go to sleep wearing a shluf kapo. And one should, even sitting in the house doing nothing, he should be wearing his cover, because we don't want to be left without the skula of Yerushalayim. That's number two. Number three is a whole new sugya. This is a taz. Comes a taz, and he says that all this sugya was always Bimei Chazal. Bimei Chazal, they were discussing, is a mitzadin, midas chasidus. Nowadays, or in the days of the taz, a few hundred years ago, he said something's changed. There's a whole new aspect of this halacha, which is a musa called chukas agoy. What do you mean chukas agoy? He says a goy, when the goy enters the room, what's the first thing he does? He wants to sit down, he takes off his hat. Even if it was cold outside and he was wearing his hat, he comes into the room, he takes off his hat. And I'm just going to add on, the Taz doesn't say this, but just for us to understand this, if someone's hot plate is off on Shabbos, and he needs a Shabbos goy, and he goes out to the street, what's the first thing he's going to be looking for? Yeah. Is he wearing a hat? Is he not wearing a hat? Because that lemaisa is magde goy today, is to not to wear a kapel. Or Mamela says the Taz, you've got a case where you don't have any of these things, you're not davening and you're not learning and you're not in shul and you're not going to aladamas and you're sitting in your armchair at home. Or but lemaisa is a din of chukas agoy, and chukas agoy is not a midas chasidus, it's medina. Chukisem loy telechu, it's a pasuk. And therefore, Zak Mataz, in all these cases, you're going to have a din of an issa of Chukas Agoy to remove the kapel. Now, before we come into that's quite a few loopholes to this Taz, but the Maisa, this Taz, is Halach Lamaisa. It's not near Taz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mishneh Berurah, Paskins that way, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Future was Paskins that way, that's how we Paskin. But because the Metzius is, that is this Chukas Agoy. In fact, Rav Moshe says, even though the Shulchan Aruch, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch talk about this? I mean, this is, if that's Chukas Agoy, you should tell us that. Understand the Gemara didn't say it, the Gemara was different. Why is the Shulchan Aruch not mentioning this Musa Chukas Agoy if everybody agrees with it? Says Rav Moshe, you know why? Because where did the Machaba live? He lived in Muslim countries. And there, forget, they all covered their head. So there was no Chukas Agoy to take off your kapel. But the Tars who lived in Europe, and therefore, yeah, and so therefore it wasn't so that they've gotten to have a problem of Chukas HaGoy. So you're going to tell me what's England? I'm not sure anymore. Whether England is an Arab country, or I'm not sure what's more. Which part? I'm not sure if there's more Arabs or more Polisher. So I'm not sure what wins over here. What are going to consider it? But the Maisa, Kipshute, if we're living in a European country, so you've got this problem with the Tars of Chukas HaGoy.
Yeah, according to what you said, Chukas HaGoy was sweeping out the couple because they go with it.
They go with, yeah, but they don't go with a hat. The guy doesn't have. I mean, then in Arab countries, you're talking about.
Oh,
but he doesn't. The guy doesn't wear a hat in England. Guy wears a hat. Sometimes he does. And it doesn't depend on the weather. Nowadays, not. Yeah, there was a vot. You take it off, right? Mitzvah, take it off. And I was Mavara. I spoke actually to her. I just wanted to see a bit more. And nowadays, if things have changed, maybe amongst the goyim. And I was, and I had a word with a Ger Tzedek. And he told me that it's very interesting. Even nowadays, the goyim in the tifla, they have to be bareheaded. There's very few rules and regulations. This is one of them. Poshet, the chashivas, is they take off their any head covering when they come in. Except for the galach. He said even the galach takes it off. It's a bishop that will. But up to that, and that's not—it's not the religious thing. It's a cover because the Be'etz, and they take up this. Even nowadays, it's our Muslim because therefore, Kanta tells me he says we've got a problem with Chukas HaGoy. So now let's not forget. After we haven't got, let's say we've done away with the Din Gemara again. You're not davening, you're not learning, and you're not walking Dalai Lama, and you're not. Fourth one, I've forgotten already. Is what? Nishul. Nishul. So you've got none of that, but you've got this Taz who says Chukas HaGoy is mechayev as Medina to wear a couple. It's a very important loophole over here, which is. This Taz is only in a case when it's your, it's, you can, that means that what you're doing looks like a Chukas HaGoy. If it's nikah on what you're doing, that the reason why I'm not wearing a couple isn't because I'm copying the Goyim, but there's a technical reason why I'm not wearing a couple now, then Chukas HaGoy won't apply. For example, that's a good example. What about when you put your hand on your head? So if I'm going Dalai Lama's, am I allowed to put my couple, I have my hand on my head?
Yeah.
No. So if I'm generally speaking, after the din we had before, once if I'm saying Shem Hashem, can I cover it with my own hand? No. But what happens when you haven't got any of this? But the only problem is the Taz. So then if my couple falls off, and I put my hand on my head, so I'm showing that I don't want to be bareheaded. I don't want to be copying the Goyim. I just don't have a couple now, whatever it is, I'm using my hand. But that's good enough, say the Poskim. Because you're showing that you're not doing the Chukas HaGoy. No, anything. Oh, so if the din is you need a kisser, so you haven't got a kisser. But if the din is I want to show I'm not like a goy, so a goy don't walk around with their hands on their head. So I'm being different to the goy. I don't have a problem with a goy. That's one example. There's a few examples. Another case in the Moshul, they talk about, so the person talk about Prima Godin, talks about what happens if he's in the Fala Roshay. He's someone's checking his head for lice. So you're gonna have a haircut, for instance. He doesn't talk about haircut. So if you take off your couple for a haircut, no one's going to say, oh, you're like a goy. I'm taking off my couple because I'm having a haircut. So if it's nikah from what you're doing, that you're taking off because of that, then the Taz won't apply. What about when you're going to sleep? Yeah? So when you're going to sleep again, you might tell me, you're taking off your couple because you don't want to ruin it, because it's going to fall off anyway, I don't know. So you might tell me that the Taz doesn't apply over here. Avada, we must never forget, we always have this Midas Chassidus, which we discussed earlier, and Avada is a Shlach Kodesh, and there's a Mishnebura, and the Midas Chassidus in Yerushalayim, Avada one should wear, it's a Moedei Gemayla, to wear a couple while sleeping. But the din of the Taz will probably not apply to the case of Azayev Mash Mishnebura, and Chaim Pinsky says very clearly, came out before us in Shayna Alochis, that sleeping doesn't have the din of the Taz. Right? This din of Chukas HaGoy doesn't apply to sleeping. So let's just summarize, before we carry on, summarize what we've seen so far. Yeah, a few cases, a lochal maisa. Yeah? Firstly, before I start, I just want to make this very clear. If anyone has a parnosa shaila, yeah, Ramosha had a shaila, someone Yid wrote him a shaila from Denver. In those days, it was very hard to find a job. And he says, he writes, so he says, if I turn up an interview with a couple, nothing to talk about. I'm going to find a job. So then you need a Ramosha, you need a tshuva. It's the town to try and find a heta. There are cases when the tzerach parnosa, if there's a hefsid godel, can we make, if anyone has such a shayla, they should ask a shayla for a role. I'm not talking about such a case. But on a regular, daily basis, some standard questions, Lamarchal football. Football here in England, yeah, really a bit football mad here. Doesn't have a game of football, he wants to know, he's going for a run. Can he take, unfortunately, you see some people, they play football, they want to go for a run, they take a couple of questions. Are you allowed to? Right? We can all pass on ourselves. Is he running Dalai Lamas?
Yeah.
If he's running Dalai Lamas, then it's absolutely forbidden. Simon Beis Sivov Shulchan Aruch. You mustn't go Dalet Amos. And we know that's Bein if you're outside, Bein if you're inside, you're not allowed to go Dalet Amos. How far is Dalet Amos? It's a meter 92. Chaznish is a bit more than 2 meters. We're talking about two or three steps. If he's running two or three steps, then without a couple, then he's going against the Sivan Shulchan Aruch and Simon Beis. That's quite clear. What happens if he's running along and his couple falls off? But he doesn't want to lose that ball. So can he put his hand on his head? So here we've had, generally speaking, Dalet Amos doesn't help, but we saw one loophole. What was that? One puller. Dalet Amos inside the building. Your hand is okay. Inside the building. So the question is an indoor pitch or an outdoor pitch? Yeah? If it's an indoor five-a-side pitch and the couple flies off, then he can put his hand on his head and he can run, carry on, Mikardin, he can carry on running for that ball. Someone asked me, wants to know, if he's, every time he does a header, his couple falls off. Can't you just take it off just to do the header? Yeah, as you have to wait till. So let's work it through. Sorry, he's not standing. He's not going Dalet Amos. He's not talking and learning. He's not staying Shem Hashem. He's not the shul. So the Taz Chukas Agoy Pash is not Chukas because it sounds nicker. The reason why he's taking it off, he just does a header, puts it back on. The Taz won't apply either. What are we left with? We're left with Chazidus, which is very choshev, as we've said, and we've seen this Gemara, right? Everybody can make their own choice whether they want to have this Yerusha Mayim or not. Sorry? Almost always, yeah. Or swimming not. Dashtek, Klaal, it's swimming not. We're going to get Pleneda, we're going to get to swimming, I hope. Yeah? So very good. Another Shalit, this is an interesting one. It's a treadmill, someone else asked me. Shalit wants to know, he goes in a treadmill, he runs fast, and his couple's going to fall off. Can he take it off? So let's put this through very quickly. So is he Dalet Amos? What do you say? Is he going Dalet Amos' fellow? Very good. The answer is, I was like, you can find colours in these things, but Ikardin, you can find it. It might look like, the mice, we mustn't forget, we've got this Yerusha Mayim. Buy yourself a couple of clips, a couple of grips, and then you're sorted. You don't have these problems, and you've got this school of Yerusha Mayim. I would have thought a gym is the last place you want to get rid of Yerusha Mayim. Sorry? Very good. Very good, yeah. You want to know what's going on? Lactic trim, yeah. Everyone can try their own tricks. But so this is the halacha of Maisa. So we mustn't forget it's chazidus, but Ikar Din, some of these cases, one can definitely be makel because you have to work through terms and conditions. Swimming pool is, even a midas chazidus doesn't apply. To go into mikveh, to go into a swimming pool, have a shower, you don't have to buy yourself a waterproof cap. Although, I must say, there were gedolei haderes that did these things, and they went to mikveh with a special cap. But Maisa, Klaus Shaitrova says there's no din of Midas Chassidus when you're going to Shabbat. But what is very important, and it's a Shlomo Zalman of Mechassitza, when you give a Shem Ashtay, you have to try and. It's Mechassitza Shitta, he says as well, he says that the Avada, when you go, even though you're going to, when you're actually in the Mikvah, you don't have to wear your kapul. But when you're getting dressed or undressed, what's going to be the first or last thing you're going to take off? Says Mechassitza, of course, the last thing you're going to take off is your kapul. And the first thing you're going to put back on after Mikvah is going to be the kapul. Because we don't want to be unnecessarily, we don't want to be standing there without our. Our couple, right? Is it a chiyuv? Shvetze, it's a chiyuv sort of thing. But again, this is, it's a hargosha that we can get used to, you know.
You're saying, like, I'm talking about swimming. If swimming, you can do lengths, 10, 15, 20 minutes in the swimming pool. Yeah. Should that be a problem? Should wear it?
But they say very clearly, swimming is not, there's no, even the middle class seat doesn't apply over there. But yes, but if someone's at the beach and they go swimming and then they go and they sit on the deck chair, then of course their couple should be back on because there's no excuse to that. Yeah,
you're walking from the beach to your deck chair. It's more than 4 hours. Where you get your cap? It's on the rock, on the sand,
where you're supposed to put it. But yeah, it's that was Prima Godim writes. He speaks about going there. He used to go and wash in the Nor. And he says he's not happy for you to go a Mercha Godel to get there without the. So you have to know. So you're not going to go leave it there, and then you come back and the tides come in, and you've got no couple. But within reason, for Shteitzach, but the Maisa, if you're sitting down on the deck chair, is the only one you have. The Maisa Wick can basically time up almost maybe one more minute, and because I put on the thing, we're going to discuss sizes of couples. Yeah. So I just want to say, the Maisa, Halacha Maisa, we've got time to go into it. Rav Moshe has got a very nice tshuva about this. Actually, the first tshuva, Chedek Aleph Siman Aleph. In this Moshe, he talks about it. Although there is Rav Shlomo Kluge in Elef Lecha Shlomo who says that one should cover the entire head, which Rav Moshe says doesn't mean the entire head, it means Ruboi Kekuloi. It means you have to have a very nice as couple. The Maisa, if you want to be machmit like that, Rav Shlomo Kluge, Avada, we have a Rav Shlomo. The Maisa, but Rav Moshe says he's marich over there. He brings a raya, so that the halacha is not that way. Rav Moshe says you don't need to have a roiv roish, as long as it's nikah that your head is covered. That's already good enough. What's called nikah that your head is covered is a tiny penny couple called nikahs. Hard, it's hard to know. It's hard to know. Oh, but the Maisa, you don't need a roiv roish. Sorry?
And the shape will be down there. The shape. No, you've got a small couple of very bright ones, you can see.
Maybe. Yeah.